Well, hello and welcome to podcast number. we are a man down today, unfortunately. He's
once again.
Yeah, he's actually off fighting the forces of evil at home in his bed. I think everyone's down with some kind of flu or head cold or something at the moment. It's that time of year, isn't it? The World
it
Health
really
Organization.
I've been half sick for 3 weeks. It sucks.
Yeah, man. But yeah.
But anyway, how was your week in terms of Destiny stuff, boys? Good things?
Oh, good, man. The sad thing is everyone's taking a bit of a break, so there's not many people on for me. So I'm going to be pestering you guys in the week. Come play. Come play. There's no one on. But I managed to get...
That's actually the only reason I'm going to buy the game on PS4 is I have no Xbox One friends to play with. I need you guys.
Awesome. That's great. That's a plus. Yeah. But yeah, the heroic raid, I'm very grateful to Just Jason, really good PvP player. He invited me over with his merry band of very accomplished players, and we did a Vossic challenge and ran through two heroic raids, so that was loads of fun.
Nice.
Trials this weekend, played a fair amount of it as well. So what about yourselves?
I've only been back in town for about 2 days from my Disney honeymoon.
How was it?
It was magical, as they say. The Magic Kingdom lives up to its name, let me tell you.
Checks in the mail, Mega.
Yeah. It was perfect time to go. If anyone's thinking about going, go right at the end of October, right at the beginning of November. You see the Halloween decorations and then the Christmas decorations right after. Oh. It's awesome. But yeah, I had a solid like day and a half of Destiny. I got to attempt the Vossic challenge mode once and was nice. Misinformed on how to do it and did not actually complete it. And I got to do some trials and made it to 6 wins. So go me. I'm really skilled.
Now, real quick, when you said you were misinformed, what did they tell you?
Well... I was not informed that you have to do 2 doors each time, just that you have to hit the doors with the balls. Mm. So we did 2-1-1, and that did not work.
Bummer.
Well, damn, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's all right. I still got a day to try it, right? It's fine.
There you go. There's that positive mentality we love.
Well, that
the challenge mode was fun, I guess. My big takeaway from it, I think it was fun for like 2 people, and then everyone else just sort of like
did the normal thing.
Let it happen.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to agree with you because there were 2 people on my team who were coordinating the whole thing, and I understand how it went down, and like we were a part of it, but we didn't really do anything differently that much out of the ordinary, other than just the 2 people who were calling it out. Okay, we're doing this door and this door. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And then what do we do in the next 2 doors? Okay, I'll take this one, you take that one. I'm glad that there's another option thrown into the raid that we can experience, I guess I'll say. But I guess I was expecting a little bit more of a challenge.
Challenge with your challenge mode?
Little challenge with my challenge mode?
Well, to be fair, I think... I mean, I played with 2 teams. I did it twice, and I think we got it the first try the second time we did it, but it's still considered one of the more difficult parts of that raid. So any more, and I bet people would just be like, this is ridiculous. But at the same time, we always want challenge modes to be challenging. Yes. It's like, I feel like I'm just being hypocritical after how much I liked the raid being easy enough that I could do it in an evening. You know, and I don't want it to suddenly be like a King's Fall length raid because you added more to it. That would get exhausting. So I'm not complaining, but it was like, oh, okay, all right, we did it. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I'll just let other people do the bombs next time, and then they'll have as much fun as I had because I was the guy throwing it, and it's kind of fun throwing it.
Do you know what the real challenge is? It's not really going through the motion and doing the mechanics of the actual challenge mode itself. It's more of figuring out what the challenge is on the day that the challenge mode releases.
So what you're saying is that Destiny is fun for Datto and no one else.
Yes. I mean, word travels really quickly in this damn community. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The challenge mode was out for like, what, an hour? And then already there's like 12 YouTube videos. Hey, what's up? It's your boy, fill in the blank here, with a new video on how to do the challenge mode. Everybody knows within like 2 hours how to do it.
Hey, not everybody. I didn't. Yeah. I probably should have just looked up one of those videos before jumping in.
Here's the real challenge mode. When it comes out, you go to Disney and you just shut off all communication and then you come back. That is the real challenge mode.
It was, and I failed at it. So good job, Bungie. Oh, well.
Wonderful.
But we got a new challenge coming up.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Coming up, yeah. Maybe it will give you the challenge that you've been seeking from your challenge.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it will. And then I'll be here next Sunday complaining that it was too hard. What are you thinking, Bungie? God damn you people.
I can't believe it! Oh, damn it. Oh, there has been a leak on what the challenge is. Have you heard about it?
Really? No,
God,
I haven't.
God, we can't even make it to an hour until after it's out.
The only thing that's changed is that you
Are we going to give it away?
Yeah.
Are we going to give it away right here live? I know it's our duty to talk about the game. But
yo, this is the spot, man. You come to Planet Destiny to get the deets.
we can at least give a spoiler warning, right?
Yes, right here.
Okay, spoilers. Here it is. Yeah, if you don't want to know the details of the leak...
If you are a fire team that goes in to figure it out yourselves, then you have more patience than I do, and I commend you. But don't listen to the next few minutes.
Okay, go ahead, Story.
It's about 5 seconds, and you have to do it with green armor.
Oh.
And a wolf head mask. There's the leak. There's your green leak. Armor. You can stick your leak up your posterior.
Is it the flaming wolf head? Is it pay to win? Has finally gone
through all that?
In fact, if you don't buy the flaming wolf head before the challenge mode, you're not allowed in.
Oh, shit.
Challenges, $50 spent at the Eververse, otherwise you can't complete the challenge.
Oh, man, even the Wrath of the Machine is pay to win now. Damn it!
Oh, no!
That's the challenge mode. You go to the heroic mode of the raid, and it says, please make your payment here. PayPal,
500
please
silver.
Link your payment. $15, there's the challenge.
Oh, my God.
Every time that you want to do it, and if you go to orbit, you've got to pay again. There you go.
Oh, God. That's actually applying to the Nightfall, too. It's like, instead of wiping and having to start the strike over again, you just, if you cash in 100 silver, you can keep playing from there. It's like an arcade game. You know,
God, that's terrifying.
Continue.
You're like giving Bungie ideas right now, I feel like. I could see them implementing.
Well, I told you that every week they're like glued to the podcast going, what did he say?
That's excellent.
Some guy's in a meeting like, would that work? Yeah. Can we try that?
Well, they all really want that 11-3 of coins, apparently. So.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sure.
My favorite Nightfall reward.
Oh, God.
I actually had a ghost this week, and I really needed a ghost, and I was very happy to get one. So
I
there we go.
Can't think of the last time I got a good reward from the Nightfall, and I was like, yeah, you know what? That was really worth my time to do that.
In fact, every week since Rise of Iron, I've had something that's actually I've needed or had a use for. So I was at some point, I'm going to have to start resuming the weekly Nightfall series that we've been doing. Like,
there you go.
If anyone wants to help me, we need. I mean, we can rotate, but basically, each week, do the Nightfall, have a laugh.
Not it.
I think when it was Shield Bros, I got 19 strange coins on each character, so that was really fun. Wow. That was really worth it.
So you were up for a spending spree on Friday.
Yeah. I bought so many heavy cents. Yeah. It was so
don't spend
awesome.
It all in one place, buddy. Throws it at your feet.
Yes.
Yeah. But now I've had when I needed gloves, there was gloves. When I needed boots, there were boots. When I needed a ghost, there was indeed a ghost. So
yeah, like when there was only one set of footprints in the sand, that was when Bungie carried you. Yeah. I understand.
To the lighthouse.
Well, it's because Bungie favors streamers. You
although
know that, right?
I saw
I mean,
that.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
You've seen these tweets, right, about people who think that. Oh, of course.
Why do you think I'm starting to get into streaming more? Just for
you
the
have
perks.
To.
Yeah,
you get that extra armor. You get that extra.
Yeah, you can take more damage and you can dodge more bullets and you can do more damage. Apparently,
Bones and I know all about that shit. How do you think we carry people to the lighthouse? You think it's because we like know how to play?
It's because we use the DDoS button right under our Twitch account,
under the table right there, and then Bungie. Yeah. They tweet at me. They're like, "Good carry, my friend."
You know, a safety thing underneath, or like a guy at the 7-Eleven if he's getting robbed, just taps it under there. I'm like down 3 rounds and I'm like looking at the camera and then just like tapping it under. Like, oh, we won! Wow, what a comeback! Oh my god!
Oh,
we did
wow!
It.
Amazing! Oh, great teamwork!
Oh, it's all about awareness and callouts. I did it.
Can you hit that button next time you and I are playing Fallout so I actually get to the lighthouse?
You throwing shade at me right now,
did
man?
You
no, no.
You throwing a shade button?
I'm not saying... I'm saying... Look, us not just, getting to the lighthouse is certainly not your fault, all right?
We
if there's somebody on the team
happen.
Who's holding us back. Okay. You heard about my 6-6 wins earlier, so I think you know what I'm bringing to the table.
Well, you're on PS4 soon, and everyone knows everyone wins more on PS4. It's part of the streamer thing. So if you're not on the right console, what are you
doing? That's what it is. There we go.
That's those PlayStation exclusives that get me flawless every
weekend. Getting to the lighthouse is a PlayStation exclusive feature. That's my understanding.
Yes. Oh, this has been a bit.
God. This has been a good little bit.
Good bit.
Expect tangents, angles, man. We've got to go off at angles every now and again. Explore
sure.
the
avenues. What happens. Without you know. Link to keep us in check, this is what happens, you see.
He's got to rope us back down to Earth with that silky voice of his. Ooh, otherwise, we just take off and we never come back.
We fly away.
Yeah.
Too high
come
pitched.
Back. Come back, my
but
children.
let me tell you, that was really good. You got to keep working on that. You're getting
there's just lots of bass on my mic.
On point.
Yeah, there's just lots of bass.
Oh, okay,
in the
all right. Ball.
It's a streamer trick, Fallout.
It is. It's a streamer trick. Streamer perk.
Streamer trick.
Come on.
I have spent the majority of this weekend doing two things. One, I'm making a really big video for my YouTube channel, which sometimes I do on the weekend, and I spent the other half grinding for a Matador. And goddamn, do I have the worst RNG luck in the game right now.
I'm not too sure about that, because the drop rate, this has been a topical conversation appearing in my Twitter feed anyway. People have been complaining that the drop rate seems to be significantly lower than what it has been in previous weeks. And I would have to concur. That's certainly what it feels like at the moment.
It feels like that, but I mean, is there any way we can actually prove that? I feel like it's just speculation to kind of like...
Well, it's a repeating
pattern. To make the boo-boos feel better, the fact that we're not getting good drops.
It is repeating
I mean?
Each year. Like I have a suspicion, and we'll find out when Iron Banner hits next week, that are we going to see the amount of loot that we saw for the first Rise of Iron Banner? And my guess is no. If we're following traditions from previous years, after the DLC has kind of rationalized and calmed down a while, drop rates do seem to be dropped.
I have a question.
Shoot.
If Destiny is a loot-based shooter, and what keeps people playing and coming back week after week is the loot to get, why would they offer more loot when the game comes out with a new expansion? Why wouldn't they throttle it then so it takes longer time for people to play to get their loot, and then so they
that
spend
would make
more
sense.
Time in the game before they go, well, I got my loot and now I'm out. I'm on to play Battlefield because
that would make sense.
That's why people play this game.
I've been asking myself that same question quite frequently, and it doesn't no. answer makes any sense at all, but it still remains that each year that's how it rolls out. Iron Banner seems to just go down in loot, like you have the first one of the term, and it seems to be really high. The drop rates are good. You know, you'll get... I mean, just look at Hey Fitzy. He'll be like, oh, it's good, and I trust him. And then, like, after a while, he's like, no, this is not the same. You know, but the only possible, like, rational explanation that I could come up with is that Bungie are aware that the more fleeting players, the players that jump in, hammer the DLC, and then they go off to other games, then there are the players that stay, like you and me and everybody else here. We stay till the bitter end. You know, we keep on playing. I think it makes more sense for Bungie to significantly reduce drop rates for people like us, because we're going to keep on playing regardless of what happens anyway.
But then they would just leave it, because we're going to keep on playing regardless of what happens.
That's what that's my advice, is just don't mess with it, you know? Like, but it feels like it is significantly messed with. I don't know how many hours of Crucible I played over the last couple of weeks, but I think I've seen 2 Matadors drop. 2. And one
well,
of them
if
was
we're
for
going
me.
Off of feel and personal experience, I've had 2 Matadors drop since Rise of Iron came out, so... Where's my RNG?
I bet
they're throttling my RNG because I'm a streamer.
Probably.
And they know that streamers.
We got to keep our stories straight here with the streamer stuff. Right?
He's well, too pretty.
Like we're both goblins.
This is the biggest conspiracy
streamer, right?
Of Destiny so. Year 3, man. We are revealing everything this week on Planet Destiny.
Exposed.
Telling all streamers exposed.
My brother's been getting
like
some
a horrible
pretty good
video.
RNG. he got an Ice Luna, and then he got a Matador all in one night. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here getting one strange coin at a time.
Yeah.
After each game.
Yeah. I've been grinding for Lunas. I love a Luna. I've been grinding for those in Classic. And for the first time ever, for the first time in my Destiny career, I got a look in the chamber, hand cannon. And it was a Luna with sure shot, rifle barrel, last resort, and luck in the chamber.
Ooh,
first one ever.
God.
So, I mean, not very good for if you want to play some sweats, obviously, luck in the chamber being banned, but it's a superb and crispy hand cannon, and I prefer it over my palindrome, for sure.
Now
I
that
use
is
that any day
borderline blasphemy.
No, I love it.
I love my palindrome.
I had Luna all the way, man.
I had another palindrome as well. With Hidden Hand and Outlaw, but no range perk. It had something like Feather Mag, and
Need the range. Need the range.
So that got dismantled. But yeah, I was so happy. But I was playing an awful lot of Rumble and Sixes in Classic. And there's something interesting for folks. If you're looking to up your game and be exposed to a much more challenging crowd, then that playlist is definitely one to dip your foot in if you don't do it so often, because it is way tougher, I find, than the standard playlists.
Yeah.
And a chill for the
playlist in over a year, so that's curious.
But yeah, it's good though if you're trying to farm for some old stuff, party crashers, spare changes. What's the other one? The scout rifle, the shadow. Then there's the what else we got? There's a machine gun, isn't there? Or a revelator. Perhaps you might fancy a revelator hand cannon.
I'll tell you what. I still love my party crasher over Matador. I have Matador with rifled rangefinder and no, not rangefinder, but I got the full auto on it. And I was like, all right, I'll use this for
full auto. Is terrible.
It's not terrible, but it's like it's fine. And I was like, I'll use this for my 6v6 shotgun, right? Because that'll be more chaotic scenarios, more opportunities for double and triple downs, right? And I'll go in there, and I just like don't like the Matador. I don't feel like I aim it well. And this happened to me in year one when both of those shotguns were the thing to get, and I got the Matador, and I rolled it perfectly. And then I got a Party Crasher and rolled that one perfectly, and I just fell in love with the Party Crasher. So it's been my favorite for quite a long time, and I have no desire to equip a Matador, so I guess if I only get two, Bungie must know that I just don't care, so they're not really offering it.
That's still more Matadors than I've gotten, so...
That must be.
Feel good about
that.
Gotta
stream more.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I've streamed twice in the last month, so that equals the amount of Matadors I've gotten.
Each stream, good.
Yeah.
Every time you stream, Bones gets a Matador that he doesn't even want.
Yeah, I'm like...
God. Just rocking my 44 curtain call over here. Yeah. Don't even mess with that.
Well, for those of us who aren't completely insane, I'm really trying to get a Matador for year 3.
Borrow my account and play with my Party Crasher.
No, I like the Party Crasher. I have one right now. It's working out fine, but on Xbox I've been using a Matador for God knows how long. It's just what I'm used to, and I love that gun. And I will not rest, damn it, till I get one on PlayStation. So it's going to happen eventually. I hope.
Good
luck.
It's
a shame they don't drop in Iron Banner, really, because you're going to be spending an awful lot of time grinding Iron Banner next week.
That is
true.
You know, but then I suppose
why do we talk about that?
Yeah, we'll talk. That was my segue right there.
That was a great subtle. You did a really
called out
segue.
The segue.
He was
going to
do it real good, and then I just ham fisted it right there. I was like, why don't we talk about Iron Banner? God.
But it's
for roughly 15 to 20 minutes now that you've said it.
Yeah.
I got a Matador.
So Iron Banner is back.
So Iron Banner, yeah. It's coming back.
I backpedaled.
This Tuesday, November 8th. And the big news, I guess big news for some people in the community, is that it's going back to Control.
Yay. Oh my god, I can't believe it's not Supremacy. I'm so happy. That was the Yay. Worst. Destiny's the worst.
I hate everything new in Destiny.
Oh, God.
This is, like, why people hate me. Anyway, continue. What were you saying?
It's just... I guess it's nice to go, quote, back to the roots of Iron Banner. You know what I mean? I'm not a huge... Yeah. I'm not a huge Control guy. I think it's kind of not the most exciting game type. But the community seems to love it, and it's an Iron Banner. It's like the backbone of Iron Banner. You know what I mean? It's
the community's stupid, though. The community's just stupid.
Whoa.
Control sucks. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yeah, no, I like the variety.
Let me do my shill thing and say that I like Control. I think it's fun, and I think it's because I started out as a Voidwalker and identify with that class the most. And Voidwalker is, oh, look at that red line going around B. I'm going to run over there with my Nova Bomb and get quad kills, and that's probably why I like Control.
That's the same mentality as a striker as well. That's the look, someone's taking B. No, they're not. No, they're not. Not with Unstoppable, they're not.
God. Back before I really started to greatly improve at PvP, at the very beginning of year one Destiny, I was such a smart ass. I would play Control with a Sunsinger, and I would throw those Sunsinger nades right into the zone. I can't even remember what they're called.
What a great...
The solar great nades. I would throw those solar nades right into the... Yeah, oh my gosh, I was such a smart ass. It was the funniest thing, because they had to go right into that zone. I would just be waiting at some obnoxious location nearby. Mm-hmm. Just be like, yep, there you go. Enjoy.
I don't know. I've never really...
I don't hate Control.
Control.
I'm moderately looking forward to it, I guess, as much as I can be.
And play it. I'm very interested, you know, because the last Iron Banner was definitely, for me, like, the best Iron Banner ever.
I loved it.
You know, like, I didn't mind Bungie the game shill mode so much. I mean, Supremacy is a bit, it's a hot topic, isn't it, at the moment? But I enjoyed playing a lot. The rewards were great. I thought this is the way the bounties work, the way that the rewards were dropping, I thought that should be the event that everyone wants to come play. You know, it was, you were intensely motivated to be part of the Iron Banner that time around. So it kind of made all the lag and the bullshit acceptable. So even with Supremacy, but I really enjoyed it. So I'm very anxious to get my teeth into it this week.
Me too.
And we're talking of that Fallout, aren't we planning on doing a bit of a you know,
what is this that you speak of? This natural segue.
This totally natural. Let me share the info. So this
did
Tuesday,
you guys change topics? Okay, sorry, I was just making sure.
God damn it, Bones! When Iron Banner drops, Story and I are going to be streaming on the Planet Destiny Twitch channel right here.
Yeah,
and we're gonna have an open door policy. So if you guys are around, you want to play some Iron Banner with the folks over here at Planet Destiny, then hop on in, and we'll
no,
be going
I want to win
a while.
Why would I play with you guys?
must have a KD of at least two, a PayPal account with money in it, and be willing to donate. And yeah,
streamers exposed.
Yeah,
exposed.
No, but yeah, we'll probably do like raffles or something. We'll have to figure out how to do the raffles. But yeah, like literally everyone's welcome. We'll play like a few rounds with the current like lineup of folks, then we'll switch it out and try and get as many folk in as possible and just have a laugh. So yes. Oh, my mate Seb is in the chat. Please talk about everyone about to get the Grasp of Malak like Clever Dragon pew pew. Clever Dragon is being sold. This has caused somewhat of a rustling of jimmies. I'm personally not worried about the Clever Dragon being sold. I mean, it was eventually going to happen. I would like everyone to try a Clever Dragon. I'm just not under the assumption or in the belief that a Clever Dragon is the only gun in the game that can't be countered by any other gun in the game. I think it can.
I die all the time using it. I mean,
people overreact like crazy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, the Crucible is going to be horrible because the clever.
It's going to be littered with clever dragons. Like, okay,
if you're generally worried about that, go and buy yourself a palindrome from the vendor. Go and buy one of those and use it in its effective range. That's 30 meters, below 30 meters, and you can aim for the head and tap away that enemy before they can burst fire you. With the good old HC. Yeah. And of course, fusion rifles as well. If you want to slide in there and voop the person in the breasts, then, you know, it doesn't matter how many clever dragons they've got. They're not going to be clevering their way out of that one.
Yes. And if we're just looking back at history, we've had weeks where Omnigul was the Nightfall. The grasp of Malak drop rates were higher. Everyone wanted one. Mm-hmm. I saw people kill Omnigul literally hundreds of times. They've been around for a while. Triple Rec has spent multiple days grinding Omnigul for this gun. It's by no means the unbeatable weapon. It's not very often seen in tournament play. No. Trials is still filled with a variety of primaries. And for me personally, the Grasp does not highlight enemies like Blind Perdition does, which is currently my favorite pulse rifle. So don't worry too much. I'm excited to get my hands on a good Clever Dragon because it's a great looking gun and it's nice to have a variety. But I don't think we're going to see any shift in the meta. I think we'll
definitely
be okay.
Not.
But trends
Shotguns
happen, and that's okay.
Shotguns still going to be number one. Don't worry. The Matadors.
Don't worry, community.
Why are you worried about dying to your primaries?
Yeah, right? What even is a primary?
Yeah.
It's but yeah, I mean, you see Grasp of Maliks in PvP right now. Yeah, sure, of course. Every couple of games, you know, people are going to whip them out and start shooting at me. But you're not going to see everyone using nothing but Grasp of Malak every game. So what are we worried about the Clever Dragon for?
If
I mean, it's going to be used, sure.
If you've been farming your skeleton keys trying to get yourself a Grasp of my Malak, then I would recommend just ranking up with Future War Cult and trying to get a good roll on a Waltz, because they're more or less identical, aren't they? I've had a God Roll Waltz, and it is almost, it feels exactly the same as
I'm trying to get that gun right now. Like, not actively, but I just put it in with Future War Cults. Every time I get an upgrade, I'm trying to get that weapon, and I'm like, maybe I'll get it this time. Nah.
I did get one, and I just, it's a really loud blue. That's my only negative criticism. It's like I'm holding a clown's pajamas up to my face while I'm trying to battle, and it's very distracting.
Well, I mean, the palindrome colors.
I pledge to Future War Cult for that reason. I won't use any of their stuff ever.
I was like that in the beginning, but now I'm like rank 55 on one character and 30 plus on another. And I think the Warlock stuff just looks great, though, for the aesthetic and the cosmetics. I like it. So every time I rank up Chroma, and I'm getting some nice chest pieces and hats and stuff, so. And yes, I did just call helmets hats. So deal with it.
I like the Dead Orbit colors. I just like those dark, because black goes with everything. But I don't really I don't like Dead Orbit. I don't know what it is. But I like.
And the new
colors,
thing is the camo, that black and white camo, which I really like now. You can have a sparrow with a bit of that black and white. I don't know what exactly you're going to be camouflaged on.
It's got some like pink in it too, doesn't it? There's a little bit in there. It's weird.
A little bit.
High caliber rounds on a Clever Dragon. This was another hot topic, wasn't it? There was like a worry of masses of Clever Dragons all with high cal rounds.
I mean, that's gonna happen, but yeah. just that's the way it is.
Yeah,
you use the high caliber rounds because you're using a high rate of fire pulse rifle, and your smartest play is to try and flinch the hell out of whoever you're shooting against, because you're just going to try and hose them down with relatively accurate shots and hope that with the extra flinch, they won't be able to land their shots back on you. That's just what you're going to have to deal with. I mean, it's going to happen. But again, it's still not going to be like a huge PvP nightmare gun that dominates the meta for weeks to come.
You say that, and you wait 1 week from now, we're going to be eating crow talking about the apocalyptic,
post-apocalyptic world of Clever Dragons.
Yes.
What else is he selling? It's the machine gun, isn't it?
It's the machine gun. Yeah.
I don't have that. Does anybody have it?
Is
it
I actually do have that one. Yeah, yeah, okay. I think it's good as far as machine guns go. I'm more of a rocket launcher guy. But
it is a very similar. It feels very similar to Nemesis Star, apart from obviously the lack of the exotic perk. I think it has very similar base stats to Nemesis Star.
Sure.
And I've mained a Nemesis Star now for quite some time, especially for Rumble. I love using that thing. So yeah, it's a good machine gun if you can get a nice bit of stability, and then maybe some kind of spicy, tasty perk like crowd control or rangefinder or something. So, but yeah, there's the other interesting thing is what's going to be dropping, because last Iron Banner we had an auto rifle, we had a shotgun, but there were what else was like? It was from the bounties. We were basically having access to the entire loot pool via bounties and rank up packages. So we're going to see different roles on Lingering Songs, the shotgun, obviously. There's a fusion rifle. I mean, there's a whole festoonery of new stuff that we're going to have access to. And I was really lucky for the first time ever. See, streamer perks flying around again.
There it is again.
First Iron Banner. I pretty much got nearly everything for me to try out. So
me too, which is weird. Yeah. I usually don't get anything good.
Yeah. That scout rifle bugs me.
It bugs you?
It does. It's like, it was so tantalizing, and I was so excited that it had the mitre rate of fire.
Yep.
You know, that middle ground archetype. And then I got two rolls on it, and neither of them felt great. Mm-hmm. And it's a strange gun. It has a really small magazine size, which is also weird that it's smaller than most scout rifles, but fires faster. You think you'd give me a little more to get, like, at least two kills in a clip. Mm-hmm. But if I wanted good enough stability, I had a roll with brace frame, which dropped the mag size to 10, which is the same as many hand cannons that I have.
Yeah.
And then if I wanted high cal or something like that, it was pretty low stability. Just didn't feel like I was capable of doing those quick taps on crits and stuff like that. I don't know. It's just not as exciting as I thought it would be, and I was kind of disappointed. Not really, but like, I just can't figure out where that gun fits in, and I really wanted it to because I like that rate of fire.
I got a good roll on one, and I really enjoyed using it. But
what's your roll?
I will. I was trying to figure out
because I got one, and I use it in 6v6 when I'm feeling frisky. I guess I'm trying to have some fun in 6v6.
Okay,
because
frisky Fallout.
Because mine has explosive rounds on it, and that's really funny to me. Just being able to shoot a scout rifle, which is basically a legendary Mida clone, but the shots, like the hit registration, is so very generous. I agree, Bones. It's very annoying. I'm finding myself like in the middle of gunfights. I'm like, wait, I have to reload now?
Like, I just only started.
Are my bullets? But when you get going, the explosive rounds are so funny because it flinches the hell out of people, and they just don't know what to do. But I mean, it's not a phenomenal gun by any means. Again, I only use it when I'm goofing around in sixes, but the explosive rounds make it a really, really funny gun to use.
I got it with a braced frame and extended mag to sort of deal with Bones' problem. So I have that going for me at least. And then just hidden hand is what I use on it. But I enjoy it, but I wouldn't say that I use it more often than my Clever Dragon, the new meta breaking.
It's map specific, isn't it? Just like most scouts at the minute. I had two really good games on Skyline with my Distant Star, and I had brace frame, hand laid stock, lightweight, high caliber rounds, Eye of the Storm, and crowd control. So I went for hand laid stock, high caliber rounds, crowd control. Crowd control doesn't really do a fat lot, in all honesty. It's a bit of a wasted perk, to be honest. The damage bonus is so slight, so it's still a little bit better than Eye of the Storm, though.
Of all the Iron Banner weapons, the one I use the most is the Lingering Song, really.
That's a lot of fun.
With luck in the chamber on that, it is tons of fun to two-shot people.
Game of Pharaoh, this is a good question to answer very quickly from the chat. Having pictures of stuff, like, I've yet to do this because I'm hosting this broadcast at the moment. If I try and add anything to OBS, it will crash. So that's why I'm not bringing up pictures of what I'm seeing, and I'm just talking to you because my computer is in desperate need of an update. So at some point, I'd like to flash pictures of boobies on the screen and ask you to donate to see more. And that's the ultimate goal. But until I've got some, you know, some bank robbing techniques down, and I'm not going to be put in prison for stealing money and updating my computer, that you're just going to have to paint a mental image of.
Wait, you don't get a streamer perk of a free computer every time you stream?
Shh.
Too?
God, damn. I'm actually drowning in computers. I'm just speaking horseshit. Right now, my chair is made out of like top end PCs at this present moment.
A chair made of computers.
This cap is actually
made. It's like the
Iron
Throne from Game of Thrones.
It's made from like the ground down like CPUs of all the most expensive Pentium processor stuff and everything.
Yeah,
there you go. I just thought I'd answer that one for you.
Good call.
Yeah, but I'm looking. Iron Banner is going to be good. Even though it's Control, it's not my favourite mode. I'm just a bit burned out with Control, in all honesty. But like, I'm really anxious to see the drop rates. I really hope. I want my suspicions smashed away, and I want the same kind of level of loot showers that we had in the first Iron Banner.
Yeah. I can't imagine having as many clever dragons as I got on Ventries, though. Like, that's just ludicrous to me.
Rained, covered in dragons.
I want a clever dragon for each day of the week.
I want dragons all over my face.
I could be taken out of context to sound really funny, but for armor, they are selling the chest piece and the boots.
Yay!
And I'm pretty excited about that, because I think the armor looks really freaking good, and I'm in the market for some new boots for my warlock.
Oh, maybe disagree. Warlocks look great. Never mind. Hunter armor, I think it looks terrible.
I love
the warlock armor.
What are you talking about? Look at the hunter chest armor. It has fur on it. You're
I know. I hate it.
Automatically wrong.
What's wrong with you?
You can
I got
fur
enough fur
on
anything. My own face. I don't need it on my guy's chest.
You
gotta
throw that freaking beard in my face, don't you, Mick?
I'm sorry.
Every week, Fallout. What else
every
do you think we're
going
to do?
Hey, I haven't been here for 2 weeks, all right? I let you off.
Yeah, that's true. We gotta make up for lost ground here.
On my Saladin's Vigil, I thought that the furry end piece, the stock, I think that was very similar to your beard. So have you got some kind of sponsorship deal with the guy that makes the Iron Banner weapons?
Yes.
New
my beard
Iron
is sponsored by Bungie. If I part this, no.
Deej is in there. He'll give you an update.
No, I don't like the furry look because it doesn't look like it would protect me from bullets. I don't know. I just don't. Mm. It looks dumb to me.
It's and what happens when it gets wet and it starts to smell? And you've got to bring your rifle up.
Terrible.
Why were you dead? Well, my guns stank.
Small,
I didn't want
to
aim down.
I didn't even want to aim.
Small price to pay for looking like an ultimate badass. All right.
All right. Agree, Fallout.
I'll let you have your opinions, even if they're wrong.
Even though they're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of wrong opinions, why don't we talk about Trials of Osiris for a little bit?
Now that is a segue that I recognize.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Let's just get this out of the way.
I had fun again. Like, I can understand why people are angry with it, but I was having fun. I had fun playing it, you know. There was a guy that, we ended up 5-0 in this team, but he kept using the boo thing. He came around the corner, boo. You know, and I'm like, I'm jealous of this. I want that now. But now, there was a criticism on the map not being as good as Cauldron. I'd agree with that criticism as well. There is a lot of places to hide, but that was the theme. The theme is spooky trials, and that's exactly what it was.
Thank you for pointing that out, Story. It was literally put in place because it's spooky trials, meaning you get snuck up on, and people surprise you, and it's like that whole joke was just washed down the toilet immediately because everyone started freaking out before they even loaded up the first game last weekend, and I was so bummed by that just because it was like, oh man, I get it. They tried to do something clever, and we said, screw you.
He said, fuck you, Bungie.
And
we
with
want everything
these
to
comments
be the same.
That we have spoken over the air. The folks on YouTube are leaving comments as we speak.
Yeah. Kill yourself, you
us
Bungie
as
shills.
Bitchy puppet mofos that we are.
I'm not a puppet. You're the puppet.
No, all right, let's just look at it.
I sympathize. Yeah, I sympathize with people who don't like it. Like, I don't
if you hate it,
that's absolutely fair game. You know, there's a whole bunch of reasons. Like, I don't think I've never really enjoyed much Inferno. I would enjoy Inferno as a game mode much more, because let's look at the core of Inferno for just 1 second, and that is like being far more aware of your surroundings, the cover, the terrain. It's much more focused on communications and teamwork and plays. There's a lot of emphasis on all of those things. They're like super critical. So if you suck at communication, if you suck at spatial awareness, Inferno is a game mode that is definitely going to force you to get better if you want to succeed and like start racking up a better score. My argument with that, like, is that, you know, as I said last week, like, the field of view is too narrow for me to enjoy that. The audio cues aren't as good as they should be for me to 100% enjoy that. If those two things were worked on a little, then Inferno, I would enjoy it a hell of a lot more. But that still hasn't prevented me from having fun with this Spooky Trials just for 2 weekends, because there was a lot of folk that were like, oh no, this is Trials forever, it's always going to be like this forever. Yeah, and it's like, yeah, no, it's Halloween, it's just a spooky trials thing for two weekends, Festival of Lust, and then it's gone. Yeah, and everything,
the sunset, it's never coming back. What do we do?
But yeah,
like, I understand, no one's saying that you have to like it, you know what I mean? There's Just look at it realistically.
You have to like
Meg is saying that you have to like. Like, you're at this point, your mind's already made up. You're in two groups, and by the time this podcast gets posted, there's still going to be time for you to play if you want. You're either in the camp that doesn't like it, and if you're in that camp, that's fine. Don't play it. I mean, it's only been around for 2 weeks. It's going away because Bungie confirmed it on Twitter, and then next week it's going to go back to classic bread and butter, which we all know and love.
Yep.
So you've only had to really deal with, the good news for you, if you don't like it, is that you've only had to deal with 2 weeks of it being changed. That's it. And if you're in the camp that does like it, then you still have a little bit more time to play.
I like the pun there.
You,
if you're in the camp that does
I was thinking the same thing.
Wordplay.
Yes.
Oh,
but if you're in the camp that does like it, then the good news for you is you got to mix it up a little bit. You got to play something new and, in your opinion, exciting. You get to play it for a little bit longer and go enjoy.
Yeah,
so no matter which side you're on, there's good news depending on how you look at it, and that's just the way it is.
I really enjoyed it, and I got to say, it taught me, I think it was like the first podcast we were doing together, that you were saying that that your radar is really your best friend in this game, and it really taught me how much I do use the radar that I didn't think about that I used it. And yeah, I was just blown away by how much more stressed I felt without it. But I think I thought it was a lot of fun for my brief time that I got to play, even though I expected, I mean, it was a shitstorm when I wasn't able to play. Everybody talking about it online, I was like, God, what is this nightmare? And then I get on, I'm like, that's not that bad. It's kind of fun, and it makes somebody like me who sucks believe they have a chance at clutching when it's down to just me and three other people, because at least I can sneak up on them or something.
See, there's nothing quite like that when you find an enemy that has no idea that you're behind them, and you start following them around the map, and they're like, you know, you can see that they're in the zone. They're doing all the call outs. Oh yeah, he's over by the pool table. He's on the generator, you know, and you're just following him around with a shotgun, going, enemy. Minute now, son. Any minute now. You know, waving, dancing. I love that.
That's funny.
I was getting so mad when we were playing together, and I could see somebody like behind one of my teammates when I was dead, and I'm like, no, they're behind you. Turn around. They're right there, and they're just like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, just running by each other without noticing the entire time, like driving me insane.
But yeah, it's around for another, you know, it's less than 12 hours now, isn't it? So kiss it goodbye until possibly Halloween 2017.
I hope they keep the spider. I hope that's the only thing they keep.
The spider's just every week. Forever. Please keep the spider.
I was playing with a guy the other day that was like, oh, there's a really scary snowflake just flashed on my screen. I was like, spider.
That terrifying snowflake.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It made a creepy spider, crawly man. Sound.
Yeah. It's not a snowflake.
I'm trying to keep my mouth shut about people's opinions on Trials this weekend, but there was a few very critical skills that I did get to work on this weekend. One of them was just a brief thing about, like, and this all applies to games with radar, but
you know, talking about sneaking up on people or how you flank, and this is less viable. You know, you have to get closer if there is radar, but people learned real quickly not to shoot someone with their primary from really far away if they were automatically behind someone, to say, like, tap, tap, I'm behind you, run forward and hide. And then you're like, well, now I got to go find him again a different way, and that kind of gives up your flank. So actually getting close to where you can secure that kill and not just hope that you, you know, don't shoot as soon as you see them, especially if they're not looking at you. And the other thing was call-outs. I started the weekend on Cauldron realizing how bad my call-outs had gotten and how much they mattered, especially when I was dead or tracking the enemy and stuff. And then I just played a ticket before we started this. It went really well. And we had a couple plays from everyone on the team that were just really clutch because someone else on our squad was just narrating the enemy's movements. And we had to talk about it, too, because we had different call-outs for the big cave up top to start, you know, and we were saying different things. We'd say, like, he's there. We'd trail off, and we'd stop talking. And then after that kind of screwed us a couple times, we realized, like, It just became that Kotaku video of Ramblin' getting 9 kills with the last word, because there's Dr. Lupo in the party chat going, he's coming out to the door, and he's on the bridge right now, and he's going down to the bridge, and he's going up to the B platform, he's moving into one room, moving down to the room at C. Okay, he's pushing up into the big cave, he's back at Diamonds now, going back with a sniper out.
Flowing like a river, baby.
He's like air traffic control, Lupo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cool, that's, man. It's just
military. It changed the game multiple times, and
I've tried to do that so many times, but I'm like, he's by that thing, on the right, the thing that's right behind him, the thing. You know,
the more you practice,
the guy that just killed you, that was him.
Yeah, the more you practice getting the call outs, you know, down.
Yeah, and it took me 2 weekends.
Yeah, you fall into place. I still deal with. There's a couple people who I play with, who do like. How to describe this? Okay, so you're on. You're driving on the road, and there's that person who doesn't really put their turn signal on until after they've already completed their turn. And in that way, I play with some people who, like, they're fighting in a gunfight, and then they die maybe 5 seconds later. I'd be like, yeah, he's over there. I'd be like, why didn't you call that out 5 seconds ago? I could have come over there and helped you. I'm hearing bullets. You're not shooting the wall. At least I'm pretty sure you're not shooting the wall. Tell me where you are. Keep it going, man. I can come help
and just
you.
And just talk. Like, I can't stress that enough, and people feel like don't believe me when I say just keep talking and say stuff, and I'll be able to use it in my own way. But like, there's a couple times like, and he's going to C door, push up to one, and then 10 seconds would go by, and I'm like, and what else? What else is he doing? He hasn't stopped,
he
certainly. And you know, when you get into the zone and you just talk about what they are doing, even if what they are doing is not interesting or an immediate threat, your teammate will be able to execute a much better play. And
for sure,
and it was it changed the game many times. And so I can't wait to go into trials next weekend with just, you know, better equipped to give call outs efficiently. So
people don't know how important just good communication is for succeeding or improving your overall team performance in PvP. I cannot tell you enough how important it is. Next week, November 12th, we have that Planet Destiny 4v4 tournament coming up, which is going to be freaking awesome.
I'm absolutely
Make sure
hyped
you're,
for this.
Tuning into that, because you're going to watch the best of the best play it out. And here's what I want you to do. When you're watching the tournament, I want you to pay attention to how much time in the game is spent between the teammates communicating. It almost reaches a level where you can't understand what they're saying to each other, because there's almost no moments of dead airtime between them. They're constantly communicating, but every team plays like that because it's so important, because when you're dead, the only thing you can contribute to the team at that time is information. But that's a great thing to contribute, because you can tell your teammates where the enemy is, how strong or weak they are. Are they retreating? Are they coming forward? Are they rotating? Are they baiting? You can just give them all the information they need to get the job done, even though you've been temporarily removed from the lineup.
And then consider what happens if you hear a team that stops talking, or someone is maybe taking up airtime by grumbling a little bit. I'm so guilty of that. Mm-hmm. If they're going like, oh man, same thing happened, then that's just taking up the time that could be a call out, and you will watch how that momentum shifts in 1,000-point swings when teams just sort of stop communicating and either try to do something themselves or just get frustrated. So it's definitely something that you can see easily at that highest level, and they'll be talking a lot.
Yeah, man.
You hear that right there? Really hyped. Don't let that happen.
Yeah.
Don't let that dead air happen.
Momentum. Yeah. Don't let it happen.
I mean, I've learned a lot from watching various different, like, of these, like, competitive teams. Like, sure. All the people that, I mean, I love it. I'm a big fan of all of these comp teams, and I watch a lot of them. I've learned a lot. It's a great way to improve your game. And the one thing that I'm consistently noticing as well with all the really good teams is there is still salt, there's still grumbling, but it is absolutely kept to a minimum. And they shake it off like really quickly. Absolutely. And that's another part that you can learn from as well. Like, it is very easy. I mean, I've been a very salty, grumbly Crucible player for quite some time. you know, like, I find a lot of things very hard to adjust, even though I really do love the playing PvP. But there's a lot of stuff that's very difficult for me to adjust to, being, you know, primarily a PC FPS gamer. Right. And watching these other players, you learn that, okay, the game's played like this. You learn better loadouts. You learn not just the callouts, but player movement, rotations. I had no idea. I thought player rotation was moving around the map. It's not. It's the switching out of players to accept and dodge damage. It's much better to take damage as a duo and, like, soak up the fire from one direction and then do damage as a team shot. That's player rotation. And I've noticed a lot of these really good teams, when they're exposing themselves to an angle or they're trying to get an angle on an enemy, they're doing this really cool rotation. And you'll see it when you play against better players in the Crucible yourselves. Like, you're shooting at one guy, then all of a sudden the teammate pops out, starts to soak up the fire, and you're dead because your team shot.
Surprise, bitch!
Yeah.
Pops up over behind his shoulder and guns you down.
Yeah, man. But there's loads of things that you can learn, and this tournament is going to be, you know, another really good spotlight for it, because I've been watching a lot of God Squad, the I Am guys as well, the Primal guys, pretty much everybody, Ramblin' and Lupo and Ninja and stuff, man. It's just, you really get to see how effective play is done. And it's not just the call-outs, it's not just the lack of salt, it's just player movement, loadouts, the whole thing.
It's fantastic to watch. I've been playing some sweats with Ramblin' lately, just because everyone's trying to stay sharp, you know what I mean, with the 4v4 stuff. Mm-hmm. I love playing that. I mean, 3v3 is still my favorite Destiny game type, but I understand the appeal for 4v4. It took me a little bit to get the hang of it, but the more I get involved with these random pickup games with Ramblin' or whoever it is that I'm playing with, it's getting a little bit addicting. I'm really enjoying it. It just flows differently. I mean, in 3v3, you find your team making a lot of very aggressive pushes. Bones knows what I'm talking about. We do this shit all the time. But in 4v4, it really changes the pace. It's more about map control. It's so much about team shotting. In 3v3, there's so many situations where you'll get into a 1v1 fight. And I was talking with some people about this lately. In 4v4s, the 1v1s are just so not frequent. It's all about team shotting and communication. It's just a really interesting change of pace, considering we've been playing Destiny for so long. We've been seeing so much 3v3. And now we're finally getting to see something completely different. And it's really cool.
Yeah, there's also a change up in how you use your abilities. You know, in sweats, 3v3 sweats, sometimes using a super on one person is often the best decision. In trials, you might use it on one person if it absolutely seals a round, but maybe you want to save it and get, you know, push with it or something. That all changes. In fours, you don't want to wait too long. There's not a smart, real, clever engagement. You need to
just get it,
use
out.
It. You need to get kills with it. And if you can keep that momentum going. So it changes that. It changes the way you think about playing when you have a grenade or a melee charge. You know, if you're really being really smart, you might think in trials, well, I don't really want to push that guy right now because I don't have a grenade. I still got 10 seconds. In 4v4, you don't have a lot of time to stand right around a corner and decide what you're going to do and wait for it to play out and see what they do. It's move, 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 move. So that does change up the speed, and it changes up how consistent you need to be with your grenades. And you can't check a corner with a Firebolt or Axion and doesn't, you know, didn't tag anyone. Like, oh, well, all right, off I go. In 4v4, it's like, man, I just wasted another grenade. I am not happy with that. So it's an interesting change up in how you use your abilities.
First of all, no one is checking any corners with any Firebolts at all. Ever now. I haven't seen a Firebolt.
It's possible.
I haven't seen a Firebolt in months. When was the last time I saw a Firebolt grenade?
I saw them yesterday. There was a team of three Sunsingers in Spooky Trials, and they were using
Firebolts.
They were using. Wow. I mean, I was expecting the double stickies, and we checked them out. Everyone was using Firebolts, and there was an awful amount of Firebolts going on, and they were using it to check. But I agree with you that that's the first time I've seen them in a while. You know,
the new meta for solar classes is those fusion nades, man.
Oh my god! As soon as I saw that there was a team, you know, on like things like Destiny Tracker, you can check the percentage that your winning percent chance that you have, like, and it's just based off people's stats. There was a team that beat us. They had a 2% chance of winning. We had a 98% chance of winning, and we lost to them because of kill trades. They were like vastly negative, but like they got a lot of kill trades and self revives with the stickies and stuff. And you know, teammates were like, "Oh, they're shitty players. You know, they're terrible players." And I'm like, "Well, that they might be, but they just beat us."
But they beat us.
Yeah, they just beat us pretty hard. You know, so I mean, there's these loadouts that appear that you're not so used to, you know, sticky grenades. I've never really enjoyed using sticky grenades. Like, people say that aim assist is ridiculous. It's like, fun. I can't get them to stick. The amount of times I've chopped one, and it's literally gone off the top, you know. Like, it's just literally fallen off as if my sticky grenade's got petroleum jelly on it. And it's not, you know, Velcro. It always takes the piss, though, because sometimes I'll be going past a wall, and it's like I'm wearing a suit of Velcro, and I stick to the wall, and I can't get off, and I end up dying. And then there's my sticky grenade, which is supposed to stick, and it doesn't do anything of the sort. It just bounces off like a ping pong ball. But anyway, yeah, like, I've never really enjoyed them, but this week when I ran my Warlock, I had two of the little bastards.
Yeah, those are fun to use. I never really get... I mean, I don't play Sunsinger as much as I used to. I used to play a lot of Sunsinger because they were good, and I play what's good.
Yeah, man.
Throw your hate at me.
I had fun.
Listeners. But, yeah, I mean, now that the Firebolts were buried in a hole deep in the desert, no one really plays Sunsinger as much as they used to. Although I have seen a lot more Hammer Titans lately. I feel like I've been seeing a lot of Hammer Titans lately.
Mm-hmm. I liked Sunbreakers
fucking
for
cat.
Trials this weekend.
Leave me alone, sorry.
Attack of the Cats on the show. But it was partially because of stickies. I liked stickies because I didn't want to leave anyone with half damage, because that means nothing. Yeah. In Spooky Trials, it means that they run away. It means I don't know where they went. Mm-hmm. And it means I might over pursue to try to finish a kill and get baited right into something. So I loved anything that was a for sure or an instant kill. So my loadout was sticky grenades, no land beyond, and a shotgun. And that's all I've used for the past 2 weeks.
What?
And
asshole.
It's worked great.
Just kidding. Just
kidding. I'm not going to apologize.
None. Use whatever. Don't apologize.
You know me well, but yeah, it was it was nice to get my Sunsinger out of the whole broom closet for the first time in a while.
They were really popular this weekend. Like, I've not seen so many, you know, self res.
I also should talk about the concept of self res. I will never ever recommend using that in trials. Besides this week, it was fine this week. It was an option. You could have easily used it as Radiant Skin, which is what I usually do. But I really think that Radiant Skin forever is the better choice. and you can see it in the stats. It has a higher success rate. So I hope you had fun with your self-reses, and I did too this weekend. But if you're going to keep playing it, remember, don't do self-res. You're gonna get sniped. It's going to be bad.
You can do it, but don't be dumb about it. You know? Like there's so many people who are just dumb about it. Like, just don't be dumb. I see so many people who... This is like a term that I've been using for a long time. Rage revive. Don't rage revive. People are like, oh, I have the ability to self-res, and they get picked off by whatever shotgun sniper, and they're just like, ah, damn it, and they just fuck that, even thinking, they just slam the things down and they pop
up immediately.
You're gonna get killed. What are you thinking? Use your noodle. Don't rage revive. Save it. It's like, because if I'm playing sometimes and there's a Sunsinger and I can't remember if he had it supercharged or not, maybe it's like kind of early in the round, I'll keep an eye on it, you know what I mean? I'll be like, oh, maybe he'll revive, and I'm waiting there like, maybe he won't. And then I go around, and then later he does. I mean, get in their head. You know what I mean? Don't make it so easy for them by reviving instantly. Wait for it, because once they start dividing their attention, you might be able to get away with it. Or you could get picked off like a chump, but at least you have more of a chance if you're trying to get in their head rather than just doing it right
just
away.
Just reviving where you just died immediately.
Okay, don't do that.
Do you know what I did this weekend with my revive?
What'd you do?
Have a guess. Think of the most MLG thing that one could possibly do with a self-revive.
Self-revised into a tether?
Got it in one. I knew you would get that! I knew you would get that, Bones, and you did not disappoint.
I was trying to think of something actually cool that you would have done. I actually had faith in you.
You had faith in me.
I believed in you.
My teammate said there's a tether, but he said it at the precise moment that I'd like self-rest, and it wasn't right, like a rage revive. It was going to be strategic. I had plans. I'm going to bitch slap that guy, and I'm going to sticky that guy, you know. And it was all a careful plan. I was going to be a hero, but instead I was chum. I was the chum thrown into the water to attract the sharks.
You were the chum.
But I came up with the best excuse afterwards, and it's like, oh, I was doing it for footage.
Classic. That was playing it for footage.
Making content. You can
to demonstrate what not to do in those situations where, you know, the family brain cell is required.
Yeah, I've been trying to get footage of how to not succeed in PvP for like 2 years, so yeah.
That's the guide is coming soon. Watch this space.
I was getting upset, and I think I made my buddy Anklet feel bad because there's this one play where I just let out a big sigh. We were both running self-res, and we had this just botched communication moment where I was like, do you have it? He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, you know what? You're in the sight line. I'm not. I should self-res here. And he's like, do I do it? And I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. And we just immediately both self-res. And he didn't hear me.
Oh, wonderful.
Didn't even notice. And so, you know, I self-res, like one of us gets the kill, and then we're standing there, and he's like, okay, whew, wait, did you use yours? And I'm like...
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And we're down two rounds, and now none of us have super. So it was just like,
yeah.
Oh, this is why I don't use this perk. Happen.
Well, you know, it's, you know, shit happens.
This is true.
Yeah.
I have heard all the time. That is a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. What's next then, gentlemen? Yeah.
Good segue.
I think it's time for a little Q&A, yeah?
Is it time for a bit
this
of
is the time where
I
we
think it is a little time.
Topics. Yes.
There was a guy that was really wanting a certain question answered in the chat. I noticed the caps.
Yes.
The caps was being used. So maybe
we are throwing the caps lock around. For
we'll
sure.
take that question. We'll scrunch it up and we'll throw it away. And no, let's answer it. There was some talk on Twitter about Cosmo was reaching out asking the members of the community to bring forth their opinions on whether primaries should be buffed and asking for that kind of stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I mean, this is age old. I mean, people have been talking about buffing primaries since Stonehenge was erected and the fields of the
<That's>
Druids.
True. So we actually got the direct quote, which was linked to us in the chat by the Black Link, who is recovering in his Fortress of Solitude.
Yes.
Thank you, Black Link. Even though he's not here, he's still here.
You have to read the direct quote as TBL
I
now.
I can't freaking do that. Here we go. Let's try. I'm going to do a terrible Black Link impression.
Perfect.
Where is the exact quote? Okay, guys, here's the quote from Cosmo. I can take this feedback to the devs, but first I wanted to get some things... I wanted to get some others to weigh in, as I know there are two schools of thought on this. Let me know if you agree. Would you like to see primaries made much more powerful, like OP suggested? This would significantly decrease the time to kill across the board, which would drastically change how Destiny plays. Do you think this would be a positive or negative change?
Is he here?
Holy shit.
Creepy.
I love that, man. But this is, yeah, a topic that has been debated like crazy, and not just in the past couple weeks, not just in the past couple months. It's everyone at all levels of play, too. Excuse me, you know, casual PvP players, some of the top streamers, everyone is talking about this. And I'm not really sure what I personally think. I've been trying to gather my thoughts on this question for a really long time.
And there's two ends of the spectrum. There's like there is a concern that if you buff primaries, then the time to kill is going to be quite rapid. And what happens when you have a very rapid time to kill in an FPS game? Well, you've only got to play a game like Call of Duty to experience what a very rapid time to kill feels like. There are some pluses and negatives as pros and cons. The pluses are that you've got to think a lot more. You have to think a lot more about how to approach engagements, as well as like your angles of exposure and all that kind of stuff. Your aim's got to be pretty decent as well. You can't afford the, it's a very unforgiving having a rapid time to kill. Then there's the negative sides of it as well, and a positive again is you can't worry people so much. You can't run around with a shotgun because you're going to get blasted by a primary. That's another positive. But the negatives are that having such rapid times to kill is going to completely resurface the whole feel of PvP.
You know. Yeah, I mean, I think there's like upsides and downsides to doing it. You know what I mean? If you make primaries stronger across the board, then it does speed up the Crucible a little bit, and I think there's a lot of people who feel like fast-paced PvP is really enjoyable. It's kind of what they're hoping for. And you would have a situation where many more primaries would probably become a lot more viable, because right now, if you're looking at the weapons to use in PvP for primary selection, it's a pretty short list, you know what I mean? You got the IS Luna, the Palindrome, the Hawksaw, Grasp of Malik, and maybe the Mita multi-tool, and that's kind of it for right now, unless there's something I'm forgetting. But
Blind Perdition.
There you go.
My favorite.
And the Dragon.
That's the same thing of Grasp, but whatever.
And the High Lord Fixer.
It's the same thing as, okay, all right, 84 well, impact hand cannons. How
if we're lowering
that?
It down to just archetypes,
four impact
then there's
rifles.
Hand cannons, pulse rifles, and one scout rifle, and then fast-firing auto rifles. So I guess all four primaries.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, there are a lot of primaries in the game that just are never going to get benched. They're never going to get game time. They're just going to be sitting on the bench because they can't compete with how quickly you can three-tap somebody with an Ice Luna. And if you make primaries better, it's good for weapon variety. But then the downside about doing that is that you kind of make special weapons not really worth anything if the primaries are just all you need to get quick kills, and then we're walking that fine line of how close are we going to get to turning Destiny into a game like Call of Duty when the time to kill is like blink of an eye.
Rapid.
You know?
I mean, you don't really have to aim so much with Call of Duty. I mean, yeah, a headshot kill is going to be quicker than pumping a few shots into someone's leg, but the difference is like really negligible. So you aim, you're not really heavily rewarded for aim that much, and that's that with rapid time to kills. I find that that is a really bad, it's a negative. That's why I've never really been able to invest much time into shooters like COD.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a hard opinion I'm going to just say I don't want them to fuck with the primaries and change the time to kill really right now. I like how Destiny plays, and that's why I play Destiny. I don't know. If people really hate it, then I would think you could just play a different FPS that plays more the way you want.
I like the discussion. I like where it stems from. Like the warrioring people with shotguns, the fact that you can close a large distance very quickly with a shotgun and still get a kill or a trade. I think that supports the whole, I should be able to cut them down with my primary before they get to me. And that sometimes works, I guess. So I see where the argument is for buffing primaries, because at the moment, like, the number one used weapon for pretty much everything is a shotgun, because it has the fastest time to kill. The maps are kind of small. I mean, that I think that's really where the whole debate stems from, the fact that you can warrior people with shotguns very, very quickly and still soak up enough damage and close those
distances.
I feel
like then I could just argue, why can't I just make people not move as fast? Like, if I'm going to completely change the game.
That's a factor.
Movement. Yeah. The movement is already, like, very, very restrictive in comparison with other games. I think the movement shouldn't be reduced anymore, because it is, like, quite a sluggish movement system compared to, like, other games. I mean, play a bit of Titanfall. Yeah. That's rapid, you know, in comparison. So I don't really know what they can do. Like, before I was like, yes, buff the primaries. The primaries need to be buffed. But, like, thinking about it and, like, spending, because I've spent a lot of time playing PvP over the last couple of months, thinking about it now, I'm not so sure that that is the immediate, like, answer to, you know, this current meta that seems to be rustling a lot of jimmies at the moment. I think something does need to be done. But I think that snipers being put back to where they were, there's lots of very intelligent suggestions with how snipers should be reverted, you know, to pre-nerfs, like, for example, the sorting out the flinch, reducing body shot damage a little bit as well, having the scopes reverted back so they're a lot more short range so they can be used in close quarters again. That's definitely, I mean, reducing the special ammo, I don't really think that that's going to improve the situation so much. But I think for me, the things that I really want to see in the Crucible is projectile randomization, that completely removed. Like, I don't think there's going to be massive problems if you take away the fact that some projectiles are not landing where you're aiming. I think that in an arcade-style shooter for, like, Destiny, it's something that you find in Armor and in some degree in games like Battlefield, and even Battlefield, which is dubbed the more authentic military-style FPS, even though it's not. It has bullet velocity as well as, you know, gravity effects, sniper bullets and things like that. But, like, in Battlefield 3, we had suppression. So if you were being shot at, your bullets spread. They didn't disappear. They spread all over the place. There was loads of bloom. It increased the cone of fire. And if machine guns, light machine guns, really had, like, a heavy-duty suppression effect on things like that. There is that existing in Destiny. You do get almost a suppression effect, but it happens without you being shot at. And you can test this out in a private match. Take your hand cannon, get within the effective range of that particular hand cannon, and you'd have to check where the damage fall-off is. An IS Luna with max impact, max range is going to be somewhere beyond 30 meters, roughly. So, but get within 25 meters or 20 meters and just keep shooting, pace the shots, and you'll see that so many shots do not hit their target. And I think that needs to go. That I think if that goes, then primaries are going to feel buff, because it happens with scouts, it happens with auto rifles, it happens with pretty much everything apart from pulse rifles.
So, it's 34 meters for the record.
34. There you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With one thing we have not mentioned about what primary increased time to kill will do is how that differs from year one when they were faster. I personally lean kind of towards speeding up primaries. I think people are not weighing out the effects of what that could have right now. Because we need to talk about all of the changes of everything else, specifically subclass abilities, that would otherwise keep those in check. Because in year one, when we had really fast killing hand cannons, or we had auto rifles and all that, all the things you used to stop that were grenades and other abilities like that. And when your grenades, like fire bolts and arc bolts, do less damage,
When Axion is a slow chase down, even smoke has been reduced a little bit. All of those grenade abilities are slightly less powerful, so you can't just throw someone off. You have to beat them with your primary, and people are going to get real good with real fast primaries, and it might just be a lot of people just dominating you before you can get close to them with your shotgun, and they won't matter if you tag them with a weaker grenade relative to year one. And I think that will be a factor. And right now everyone's going like, man, it was fine, or I liked it back then. It's like, well, so many other minute things have changed around that, and I think that will have a serious effect. And I think, you know, just like a loose prediction, is if we had fast primaries, you're going to see so many goddamn sticky grenades, because that's a sure kill if you get the stick. And I'm going to see like, oh, damn, this guy's got a palindrome and there's no more bloom, or it kills in, you know, one less headshot or whatever, so he's going to melt me. All I'm going to do is peek out, throw, and peek back, and that's it. That's all I want to do if I am engaging with someone with a faster primary weapon. That's it. So just like, let's just be prepared for when we ask for changes, what actually happens when we get them.
I mean, that's
because
what
we've spent
sniping.
So much time not expecting.
Be prepared for the consequences when we ask for changes. What kind of hippie crap is that?
Yeah, I'll get real hippie philosophical.
I mean, I was guilty of that with snipers. I was like, man, sniping. There's something needs to be done about it. Sniping. There's too much.
And now we're like, no, like, bring back.
And
now
bring it back. Yeah, like
after spending months of saying trials was all campers with snipers. Now we're like, there's only shotguns, and I'm like,
But okay. I do support the fact that things need to be refreshed and changed, like, every now and again.
Always.
You know,
always.
Like, it's one of those things that I wouldn't mind sampling, you know, what slightly, I mean, literally, minutely buffed primaries would feel like. But the fact is that you're going to be playing on that meta for at least 6 months. We don't really have really frequent weapon tuning patches. I mean, when's the next one due? Is it January? You know, like something like that. Like
If I had to guess, I'd say December with SRL.
That's probably a good call.
Three or four weeks from now,
that's probably gonna happen.
I mean, I agree. Something needs to be done at the moment, because like when you've got shotguns that are literally at the top of the tree, and I don't really have a problem with shotgun gunplay at the moment, but they are like the most used, you know. Specials, not just specials, but most used as primaries at the moment as well. I mean, spooky trials, the percentages for, you know, shotguns now is like through the roof. I don't know what can be done about that. It's quite a difficult thing. Weapon balance is a very difficult.
You mean
thing.
Four random guys on a podcast can't balance weapons as well as
I have the solutions. I'm a streamer.
Streamer perks.
There is so many good suggestions out there. So many good suggestions from good players, from bad players, from people who just observe this game casually and say how they feel, and that's important. It's important to weigh that factor in. And there's people who spend 8 hours a day playing this game and have drilled it down to a science in their head, and that's also important. There's tons of feedback, but guess what? It's all varied and different. And I'm reading chat here, and I'm listening to you guys talk, and we bounce ideas off of each other, and chat says, you know, I don't like this, or I didn't think this meta was great, or blah blah blah. Turns out no one's ever going to be happy, and
give up. There we go.
This game, good call. Destiny, is a product of everything we have asked for 2 years. Yes. That's what this game is. This game is made up of all of our requests, and you can say, Bones, shut up, because I didn't ask for this, or what
have
you.
Somebody
did.
Someone did.
It's like
someone
the match
got what
making.
They wanted.
Just
maybe
like
they
you.
Don't even know it.
It's like matchmaking. My bone of contention with PvP at the moment isn't so much class balance or weapon balance. It's when I play most of the time on my own, or even when I play with a team, there are elements at work in the matchmaker that make the game unenjoyable, and that happens more frequently than anything else. But all of those changes to matchmaking have been demanded since year one. Now, all the players that have stuck around and invested time in to get better, they were like, year one was the best. I'd like
remember
year
when
one
we didn't
to come
have mercy
back.
Rule?
Yeah, like, I mean, I kind of agree. I would like to experience the kind of year one, especially the matchmaking all over again, because now playing is it can be really unenjoyable thanks to the systems at play with matchmaking. I know it might be different for folks over in the US, but speaking for folks over in Europe over here, the matchmaking can really take a massive downer on things at the minute. And it's because everyone has asked for that, for those changes. They want to be playing people of their own skill set all the time. They want to have a chance of winning all the time. And literally, all Bungie have done is listen to the feedback, and they've changed the matchmaking around the feedback. Because when it started out in year one, there wasn't really any systems in play. There was no win-loss ratio preservation in the format that we have it now, you know? And that, I don't know, man.
That might be the longest tangent we've ever gone off on
from one question.
And that's probably my fault. It was a question that many people had asked
about. It's going around in the community.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to talk about it more. We can't talk about it all in just one night.
But they are intertwined, though. They're all very closely related, you know?
Mm-hmm. The bottom line that we should take away from this is that the folks over at Bungie, they are listening to what we're saying, and primary weapon strength is something that is very clearly on the table of discussion at Bungie HQ right now. So I guess more on that.
Expect something to be done. There's going to be changes.
Something's going to be done.
Do
we even have time for any more questions? Maybe like
I can't wait to dig in when it does change, man. I'll be so excited.
Yeah, I'll be excited for people to be complaining a week later. Yeah.
Let's do like two short questions. How about that?
All right.
Yes.
Okay, what is your pre-Crucible song of choice?
Rocky IV training montage music. Not Hearts on Fire, but the one good that plays first. Yeah,
right now, mine is ULT by Denzel Curry.
Mine is Rise Up by Dry Bones.
Hey!
Dude, that song gets me so amped. I love that line. Use whatever, don't apologize. Favorite line in the whole song. Love it.
I quoted that to someone when they messaged me a GG that was like, whatever. And I said, GG. And they said, sorry about the Matador.
They'd be like,
but you know that shotgun meta. And I was like, bro, I just used an IS Luna in a party crasher.
Yeah. Use what you want to use. I'm not going to judge you for trying to win you're trying to win the game by using effective weapons? I am reporting you. You are a scumbag. I'm going to get you banned.
You're everything
from this
that's
community.
Wrong in the Crucible.
Yeah, I was like, man, you smoked me, but it wasn't because I was upset with your weapons.
Damn scumbag. All right, one more quick question. Here we go. Looking for a good one. Will Fallout or Bones ever grow a beard?
What? What do you think this is?
I'm very...
Look at this. Well, will it be more than that? Will it ever be more?
What could possibly be more than that?
You are freaking taking my words as an attack. I'm just trying to clarify for the fellow who asked the question. I'm not trying to say that you have a bad beard. Look,
Fallout,
when's
the last time you shaved?
You see
bad
this?
Bad beard.
2011?
This isn't going to happen. All right, you understand?
Fallout, though? That
unless I take this, shave it, glue it here, it's not happening.
The rumor is, if you can't grow any facial hair, your pubes are like 10 meters long. Is that true?
It's like a bush down there, man.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Rapunzel!
Put some ornaments on this bad boy for Christmas. I don't even need a tree.
Oh, jeez. now people are calling me a neckbeard. This is I'm leaving the podcast again.
He's out again.
That was officially the grossest joke I've ever made. Podcast, and it feels good knowing that I've got the grossest joke out of the way.
Yeah,
it feels good knowing that I've
Planet Destiny pushing the boundaries, getting edgy. Watch out, people! If you can't handle us at our worst, then
deserve
you'll never
us at
know
our
what
best.
We are at our best.
Greg is rubbing a small cat around his face at the minute. Is that a kitten?
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, this is okay. A cat. Well, you know, I think that's a pretty good finishing point for the show this week.
That's a good note to end on, so let's
recap here. This Tuesday on the Planet Destiny Twitch channel, Story and I are going to be playing Iron Banner right when it drops. Yeah. So if you're around on the PlayStation 4,
come play,
and you want to play, join us.
Planet Destiny shills on this Planet Destiny podcast. Yeah.
Well, we are come join us. So sassy this week.
I love this. I love the sass.
Show. Love it.
So join us. Please join us on Tuesday. And now let's go around very quickly. Mega, where can we find you?
You can find me by doing a quick search of Husky Raid on YouTube. You can check out our latest dance video, Saw Something Weird on the Moon, if you want to laugh. If you want to hear me talk about things I'm actually knowledgeable about, you can listen to our weekly podcast, Husky Radio. And yeah, follow us on Twitter as well at Husky Raid Guys. Why don't you tell me where I can find you, Bones?
You can find me at Bones_CR if you want to talk to me about cats or whatever, you know, soda. Beards. I don't drink soda. Don't talk to me about soda. Talk to me about Destiny. That's a good thing. That's a good topic. And then also follow me on stream, twitch.tv/CrucibleRadio. That's because I'm also on the podcast Crucible Radio. All things Destiny PvP. Check it out. Yeah. And Story, what about yourself?
You can find me on YouTubes. You can, because there's a 4 in my name, and it's all like this. I'll show you. I'll show you in the chat. Look.
You should just get he like does a, this a whiteboard.
I should. I need a whiteboard
behind you.
Yeah, there, hang it up. Yeah,
just search that on Google, and you'll find me. Or alternatively, you go to Planet Destiny's YouTube page, and on the right hand column, everybody is there. So go and click on the subscribe buttons and stuff, because that's super good and helpful. And if you don't, genitals will drop off your body.
Oh.
Fallout. Where can we find yourself?
Speaking of no genitals, segue.
Yes, here they are.
What is happening right now? You can find me on youtube.com/falloutplays, twitch.tv/falloutplays, and on Twitter @fallout_plays. And I'm going to tell you right now, anyone this week only who tweets any soda-related questions at Bones and you tag me, I will retweet you guaranteed. So that is going to be a thing.
Stop selling off your retweets just to troll me. Every week, man. Every week. I had so many people yelling at me about Captain Crunch. Stupid cereal.
Oh, the Captain Crunch. That was super funny. Hey, I also had people tweeting "Feel better, Bones" the week when you were sick. Come on, man! I'm showing you some love here. Yeah, I'm doing that more. But you're healthy this week, so now we have to ask you questions about
the Black Link to feel better. That's what we should be doing.
That is true. Please tweet at the Black Link. Make sure he feels better.
You can find him everywhere under the Black Link, as he always says.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
You didn't even do an impression. Come on.
I cannot possibly.
You can find me everywhere at the Black Link. My favorite sodas are Dr. Pepper and Mr. Pibb. Also, I like to look like Mario.
He's not taking a hard stance on Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb.
Yeah. He's so good with these impressions, man.
Yeah. I got my, do you want to hear my generic Destiny player impression?
I would love to hear
this. Is going
to
be salty, I feel like.
Oh, it's going to be salty. Come on. Hit me with it.
Oh, my God, dude. This grasp him like my KD, bro. Oh my god. Oh dude. Oh rip. Oh, rest in peace. Okay. At the door. Okay. Yeah. All right. This trial's is stupid.
It's like he's reading out of my journal. It's so.
You hold up a page and it's just mumbles.
Bruh.
Wow.
No. For real, I'm poking fun. I grumble myself as much as anyone else when I'm off the mic. I'm just putting on a nice character. There's plenty of stuff that sends me off, but that's what I'm here to work on all the time is to how to let that stuff wash off of me and get back in the game and win.